In his new book, Traveling Sprinkler, novelist Nicholson Baker tells the story of a 55-year-old poet's obsession with electronic dance music, Debussy, and his ex-girlfriend, who happens to be a local NPR radio host. Nicholson Baker has written 9 novels and 5 books of nonfiction, among the novels Vox, which you might remember was Monica Lewinsky's gift to Bill Clinton. And it's a great pleasure to have you in the studio, Nicholson. Thank you for stopping by.
It's a real pleasure to be here, Ross. Thank you.
This is the second time you've told the story in the voice of this guy, Paul Chowder. Tell us about this guy.
Well, this guy is like me. There's some superficial dissimilarities, but he, in the first book, he went up in his barn and sang a lot of songs, trying to set things to music. He's trying to write, in the first book, an introduction to an anthology of rhyming poems, and he's having a terrible time. I like him because it gives me a way to tell what I think of as the real truth about life. It's a way to wander around all the things that hit us and think about them, but then get to move on. You know, if you're writing a nonfiction book, you kind of have to have a thesis, and then you kind of pound away at it, and you're done. But when you have a novel, you can wander, you can meander.
There's a spontaneity to the writing and to the storytelling and to the way that Paul Chowder kind of lives his life. And one aspect of that is his obsession with music. And like many of us, he's thinking about music all the time, but he actually takes the time to write and talk about music and think about music. Did you have to do a lot of research into music to write that aspect of the book, or do you share his musical enthusiasms?
What I did, I guess it's research. It was so much fun, it doesn't count. But it was that when I was writing the book, I also was writing the song that Paul Chowder talks about writing in the book. So I bought some software made by Apple called Logic and gradually got proficient at it. And my old piano playing skills came back, and I bought a very expensive fancy microphone. That was one of the most exciting moments. You know, when you're writing a novel, you need a dramatic moment. And buying a very expensive microphone was one. The other was that our barn floor collapsed. We had too many books in there or something. And I thought, my God, this is novelistic level. And then I had the traveling sprinkler, which is the title of the book. It's a small tractor-like machine that kind of chugs around your garden. It follows the path of the hose. My father had bought one for us when I was a little kid, and I loved this machine, and I'd never put it in a novel. And it had to be the controlling metaphor, I thought.
I wanted people to have a sense of this. So I, as I told you, I'm giving you your opportunity now to perhaps sing on public radio for the first time, if you'd like to give us a verse of one of these songs.
Well,
or if not,
let me hesitate and paw the air. The thing about software is you sing into a beautiful microphone, and it goes into this computer that then does things to it, and it helps your pitch. So if you tend to go down,
auto-tune.
Go up, and it's not auto-tune at the Kanye West level. It's auto-tune just sort of the way most. But I'm not a terribly good singer, but I did get better. I had to remember, you know, I used to play the bassoon. That was my instrument, and I had a pretty good vibrato. And so what I did as a singer was to have to remember that, you know, you have to actually use your diaphragm and vibrate. One of the songs I wrote that I will not sing, but is available in the so-called deluxe ebook edition of the book. It comes as a hardcover, or you can get it as an ebook, or you can get it as an ebook with 12 Paul Chowder songs, and one of them is called "The Right of the People," and I set a bit of the Constitution to music. I thought nobody has ever taken a bit of the peaceably to assemble to petition for redress and set that to a tune.
Really, not the part about it. You don't have to put soldiers in your house. You don't have to soldier quarters in your house.
No, that was
something else.
But I was watching, and this is the point. I was watching, you know, as we do, what YouTube videos. People were being sprayed with pepper spray, zip cords, chain link. They were not being allowed to protest where they wanted to protest. The whole thing seemed outrageous. What do you do? Well, you can write an op-ed piece, or you can write a nonfiction book about the right of protest, or you can try to set what your indignation to something improving and constructive, like harmony, this evolved tradition where you have chords that help you along. You can try to create something in a small way beautiful with what you have.
As Nicholson Baker does, as Paul Chowder in the main character in his book, traveling sprinkler. Nicholson Baker is in town, by the way, to speak at Town Hall this evening. That's going to be at 7:30 for $5. If you'd like to hear him talk more extensively about this, then we're going to have time to hear. Well, I respect your declining to sing on the air, but I did ask you if you could read a short excerpt so people could get some kind of a flavor of traveling sprinkler.
Sure,
something you could read for us?
Well, I was thinking, this is a bit about Bob Edwards. Good old Bob Edwards. Why is it that certain timbres of speaking voice are pleasing and others aren't? Think of Bob Edwards. He was fired from NPR. Why? We don't know. Hi, I'm Bob Edwards, and this is Morning Edition. Every day, we were there with the radio on, listening with our coffee and our bagel. It was a glorious thing to listen to Bob Edwards on Morning Edition because he had a little bit of pain and suffering in his voice. There were nicks and dings on his vocal cords. They met and vibrated and did what they needed to do to get the sound of his words out, but they were slightly damaged, and the damage made for interesting, whispery overtones. His voice wasn't as damaged as Melanie's, who did the roller skate song, not as damaged as Meatloaf's, but it was definitely time-worn, and we loved that.
A little excerpt, a little taste of Nicholson Baker from this new novel. Paul, your character pines for his ex-girlfriend, another connection to public radio here. She's a producer for a local public radio show. You probably could have picked any profession for her. Why did you pick that profession for her?
I think it's because the book is about the human voice, and it's about poetry. But what happens when you publish a poem is you lose the spokenness of the poem. And all of that fascinating information that comes from inflection and I love microphones and stereo sound and all the good things that public radio is known for. It's a way for human beings to talk intelligently to one another. So Roz produces this fictional, but I wish it wasn't fictional, radio show in Concord called Medicine Ball, and it's sort of a muckraking show, and she has doctors who are upset with the current medical establishment. They do a whole show on Lipitor and why it's maybe a mistake to prescribe it so widely and other drugs. And I think that, you know, that's the kind of thing that radio can do, to look closely and thoughtfully at one thing and then take us through it. And we're taking it all in through our ears. We don't have to be helped by images or even by, you know, that's kind of scary music that documentary movies use.
As a lover of the spoken word, and that certainly comes out in Traveling Sprinkler, there are so many more ways that people have a voice now, not simply by producing music, by podcasts, and people are reaching out to other people in many other different ways. Are we experiencing a revival of the voice through those means?
I think we are. I think books will be published. You know how it used to be a nonfiction book, and you talk about the writer's voice and everything. Well, why can't we just have a nonfiction book that begins as a writer speaking and thinking his way through and include some of the hesitations? Because what we lose when we clean everything up for publication is we lose the fact that of all the second thoughts and inconsistencies and the moments where we change direction slightly. That's often in there when you listen to somebody speaking.
One of the things I loved about Traveling Sprinkler was the kind of ambling pace to it. It was just like following this guy through his day in such a casual but engaging and charming way. But as I was reading, I was thinking, that can't be an accident. You must have had to work hard to get that feel to it and have it not be too shambly and not too organized.
Oh, well, that is the hard part, because yet you want to create the illusion of groping and quotidianness without it being going overboard. The way I did it was by sitting in my car smoking cigars. I wrote the whole book, most of the book, in the car. And I felt I need a new formal solution, a new way of doing it. And this time I thought, I actually need something powerful, and I went into a cigar store, which I'd never been in before. I said, I need a strong cigar that will just really slap me upside the head and help me finish a book. And the guy said, oh, you need a Fausto. And he took me to this little box and gave me these Fausto cigars, and I smoked them like crazy. And I must say, it's a powerful, powerful drug, and it helped me finish the book, and it helped Paul Chowder say what he had to say.
Have you put aside the Faustos, Nicholson Baker, or will you have to find another drug of choice for your next book?
I think it's good to move on, you know.
Nicholson Baker, the new book is called Traveling Sprinkler. It's delightful, and he's going to be talking about it and reading from it this evening at 7:30 at Town Hall in Seattle. Nicholson Baker, a great pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ross. Thank you.